This is Renurusco from Unbearably Hot, and you're listening to the Twisted Nether Blondcast.
I come from the orcs. We eat with spoons and forks. We love to eat our pork.
I heard if you cut off an extremity, it'll regenerate a little bigger. Don't believe it.
Moo. Are you happy now?
Fourscore minus about 66 episodes ago, that's 14 pre, we brought forth unto this great internether a podcast.
A blogcast.
Oh, a blogcast dedicated to truth.
Truth?
Shh. Truth. Blogging.
Blogging?
Shh. Truth, blogging, and the World of Warcraft.
So, what are you so eloquently saying is this is episode 14.
Yeah, and that this is the podcast for August 25th, 2008, give or take a score.
For the score.
This week, we have a special shout-out we have to make before we do anything, and that is... we're getting ready. It's Kestrel's birthday! Woo! So,
happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday, dear Kestrel.
Happy birthday to you. Yay. Now that you've gone deaf listening to us sing it,
as his ears bleed on his birthday.
Yes. And unfortunately, for all you listening, you can notice that it is a pretty short show. Due to unforeseen problems this week, we are only going to have the interview portion of our show, but we will be back next week with the rest of our normal show. And yes. Who's the guest that we're going to have next week?
Next week is Mania.
Ah, an extra special, super special show.
Yes, I am uber excited.
Oh, this will be great.
Mania. I'm going to be totally geeking out.
So maybe this is a good thing that Bree can get a little rest before Mania comes on.
Before I become a total fangirl and start screaming and hollering out through my house.
Yeah. If you sent us a voicemail or you sent us a question over email, we didn't obviously do it this week. We will get to it next week. We did get your voicemail. Don't worry. And hope you guys have a great week.
Fret. Yes. Have a great week, guys. Sorry that it's a short show. Yep. We'll be back in full force next week.
Yeah. Enjoy Fickle and
Silas. They were great, and it was a great interview, so enjoy.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
This is Nalem from Shadow and Light, and fresh from the intertubes, this week's Twisted Blog is...
For the Horde! I will crush and destroy and... shiny.
Hailing from the Frozen Throne, otherwise known as Canada, he has several alts and 270s, a mage and a hunter. He has been a casual computer and console gamer for most of his life. WoW is his first real MMO. The other comes to us from the reaches of Kansas, and currently has a level 70 hunter. Welcome Fickle and Silas from For the Horde. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, seriously, guys, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
It's great to be here.
Definitely appreciate it. It's, like he just said, great being here and awesome to talk over each other.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to be here. I know we've been geeking out about this all week, so I'm glad it's finally here.
Okay, so that our listeners can start trying to differentiate the voices, Fickle, why don't you say hi?
Hi, I'm Fickle. I play a 70 mage and a 70 hunter, and I'm from Canada. Hey.
All right, and Silas.
Silas says hi.
Okay, and that's
it. You didn't say give a big long description, so I just said hi.
Okay.
If you want a big long description, yourself. I can do that.
All right. So that the main question I had is how did you guys meet?
We actually debated back and forth on who was going to tell this story because he said his voice hurt or something. I just think he doesn't remember. I'm going to start with the story the way most good stories go, and that's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Earth and Ring, actually. We were in the same guild together with a new guy who had just started, and he'd started this guild, and I was really wanting to do an RP thing, and I already had a level 70 hunter, so I was like, okay, it's time to play something else. So that's actually where Silas was born. He was my Lobby Rogue at the time, and he decided that he was going to RP, so we joined this new RP guild, and I met Fickle in this RP guild. Well, little while into this, the guy just started doing all kinds of weird stuff and messing up raids and doing all kinds of bad stuff. And, well, not raids, because, well, duh, we were like level 20. But it was horrible, so we decided, well, we're going to ninja this guild. We stole everybody in it and left.
Really?
That's pretty much it. That's
So did you guys, like, run away to another server? Or did you just, like, say, haha, we stole your guild and we just renamed it?
Well, I'll take it from here. Kind of what happened is we both G-quit, and we mentioned to a couple other people, and it wasn't so much ninjing the guild as saying, look, we're leaving, you guys are welcome to come. And most everybody did come with us. There was a couple that stayed. But the old guild leader was the kind of guy that would get a little upset, so he threw a fit and deleted his character and the guild, and we haven't heard from him since, so... After that, we started our own guild, and Silas became the guild leader with myself and another one of his good friends, and we pushed on from there. And that was all still on the Earthen Ring server, and we've been to a couple other servers since then. But yeah.
So
now, see, the difference between me and Fickle is he says we didn't ninja it, but I was playing a rogue, so I'm gonna say we ninja it.
So then, how long have you guys known each other?
About a year and a half.
A little over a year and a half, yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. So what inspired you guys to start your blog up then?
Well, I think I'll take this one. It's come around, like, and actually when I first started playing, which was about May of last year, I had started blogging immediately right as I was playing, but it was an RP blog, and I just wrote RP stories about my character. And work kind of got busy, and I kind of left it to rot, and... So once we finally started getting into the higher end levels, that kind of stuff fell out. And then, right around, I think it was the end of March this year, I wanted to start writing again. And, so I, started up the blog, and the next day was, I let Silas know about it and asked him if he wanted to participate. And, For the Horde was born.
Very cool. Now, Fim and I are we're diehard Alliance now. So
I knew this was coming.
Yeah, so, like, I really have tried, it's not that I haven't, I know Fim has also, to create a Horde character, but I just can't get into it. So, explain to me, as a diehard Alliance member, what is it about the Horde that you just love so much?
You want to go first, or you want me to go first, Vic?
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, for me, the big draw was when I started, I actually was playing another game for about 2 years. I was playing Star Wars Galaxies. And the game finally changed to the point I couldn't play it anymore. It was horrible. And I had a buddy who was playing on Earthen Ring and who was an undead rogue and said, hey, why don't you come try this game out? It's a lot of fun. It's great. You know, you liked Galaxies. You're going to absolutely love this. And, well, he was an undead rogue. And anyway, I started playing and I really got into the whole competitiveness of everything, you know, Horde versus Alliance. You know, if you're either one or the other, good or bad, ugly or pretty, and then they threw the Blood Elves in and ruined that one. But, yeah, it was something that I guess from the start, you know, friends were playing it, and I just really fell in love with it. Now, I've tried some Alliance tunes. In fact, we're trying to level some Alliance alts right now with this whole Recruit-a-Friend deal, and I'm not feeling it near as much as I am with my Horde stuff. Like, I'm starting another alt that I'm leveling to 59 as quick as I can, and I'm just enjoying the chamois orc a lot more than I am the other.
Okay. Fickle?
Well, for me, before I started playing WoW, I was playing Oblivion, and right around the same time, I had just got my first iPod and was getting into iTunes and looking for podcasts on Oblivion, actually. And I found a couple, and they all died pretty quick. But one of them mentioned World of Warcraft, and they talked about it a little bit in their podcast and got me kind of interested. So I went out searching for podcasts on WoW, and I came across The Instance. And if you guys listen to that at all, you'll know Scott Johnson very much likes the Horde and all the lore to do with them. And I have to say, he kind of inspired me a little bit. And but I think that's kind of why I got started on the Horde. But what's really kept me there is I just like to play the bad guy.
I wouldn't call us bad guys. We're just misunderstood.
Well, you may not be bad, but I am.
Oh, really?
Okay,
is that how you RP? Is that your character? Do you guys still RP?
That is. We're trying to get back into it a little bit more, but not as much as we did when we first started. There's more endgame stuff taking up time, like raiding and all that kind of stuff now. So,
well, for me, I think I started to get back into RP. I'd started to do a little bit of writing again, and then they came out with this whole recruiter friend thing, and now I haven't had time to blog, I haven't had time to play, all I've been doing is dual boxing and leveling with a buddy of mine, and it's like, it's just taken over my life. But as soon as I'm done with the newness of this leveling 1,000 alts, I'll be back into it, I'm sure.
So, back to the blog, how do you coordinate the shared blog? Do you have a set schedule?
Not really. We kind of don't coordinate at all.
And, it shows sometimes too, by
answer,
the way.
Valid answer, I suppose.
Yeah, it actually showed really bad last week when we both posted at exactly the same time on exactly the same topic. We had just started this recruit a friend thing and the day before, 2 days before, and we had gotten our tunes up to like 28 or 29 in like 2 days, and it was just like we were blown away, so we both were like really excited and posted about it. And then we went and got on Fent, we started talking to each other, we're like, hey, I just posted about this. He's like, yeah, I did too. I'm like, ah, oh, crap.
And they were pretty close. Yeah,
you know, I saw whose was it, was it yours about the recruiter friend? Hold on, I can't remember now.
There was a couple
dual boxing.
No,
it was Fickle.
There.
It was Fickle's. So then,
yeah.
I didn't see yours, Sai. So did you guys take it down?
I don't think so. I think it was the very next post. I don't think it was titled. It was like, I can look it up real quick, because now it's bugging me, too.
It's gone.
Okay, talk about something else. I'm looking
it up. It got sucked into the void.
Okay, enough of this Jeopardy stuff. Let's play some Price is Right or something. Come on, Drew.
No, we've posted on the recruiter friend thing about 3 or 4 uh-huh. times now, and actually it turned out it was kind of really good because we got our first email question to our on our contacts page there from somebody asking a question about how the granting a level to another character works, and so that was kind of really exciting. But the way it started for me was Silas had started with our friend Nimrock the day before, and they had linked accounts and started, and they were talking about it and talking about all the cool benefits, and the more I heard, the more I was just like, oh no, I'm gonna get sucked into this. And sure enough, the next day I went and recruited myself, and so then I started, and I had been kind of dabbling into I call it dual boxing, but it's like a poor man's dual boxing. It's just like playing on one computer and with two windows open and following around with a healer, you know, kind of deal. But, well, I'm not really all into the whole, like, technical aspect of it, so I was doing it because I already had 2 accounts. I have 3 now. I was doing it with a priest warrior and trying it out prior to this recruit a friend, and when I found out about this, I was like, wow. So I started another priest warrior, deleted the 2 that I had started because they were only, like, level 10 or so, and got them like twice as high in like 1 day of playing and was blown away. And then the next day I started another 2 alts, and they were a chamois and a warlock who are both now 60.
Wow.
And yeah, that was pretty exciting. And the fact that I leveled them to 60 allowed me to grant another one of my chamois who was sitting at level 30 levels all the way to 59, and he's now at 62.
Jeez.
So
man, what am I doing? I'm such an idiot. I should have done this, and I've been dragging my feet about it. And even Finn,
there are pros and cons
it.
To this, guys, because now, unless Nimrock's on, it's really hard to play because you're just so used to that just uber leveling, and all of a sudden it's gone, and it's like, I want to sit in the corner and suck my thumb. I don't want to play WoW. I just can't go back to normal leveling.
which is kind of where I've got it good, because one of our other friends who just started playing like 2 weeks ago was hearing us talk about this on Venn. And he's actually from my hometown and a good friend of mine and my brother's. And so he got interested in this, and a couple days later I sent him an invite, and he started so from my other account, the one that wasn't linked. And so now the two of us are leveling tunes together, and when he's not on, I just dual box my own tunes. So it's been quite crazy the last couple days, and expensive. I've been doing dailies on both my 70s every day, and I am absolutely broke from paying for bags and training and gear, and it never ends.
Yeah, the auction house isn't your friend when you're leveling anyway. It's really not your friend when you're leveling three times as fast.
So what do you guys have in suggestion wise for people that may be thinking about? I'm a total nub at this whole dual boxing thing. My computer, I think I said this last week, it can barely hold one, you know, one while running. It can hold two. So, but for people that are thinking about doing similar to what you're doing, Fickle, which is having two WoWs running on the same system or whatever, what would be the best way of starting out? Like, how do you get them linked up and stuff like that? Like, I don't understand. Fim, you can probably talk about this too. You've been doing this on yours, right?
Yep, definitely, but you guys have been doing it longer.
Well, what I've been doing is, and actually, originally, I got two computers, and so originally I was playing on both at the same time, and then, you know, Silas mentioned to me that you can put WoW in Windows mode, which I had no clue you could do, and so I've since switched to playing both on one computer and putting them in Windows mode, and I got a widescreen, so when I have them up, they don't overlap all the way, so you can kind of see like the edge of the screen for one when the other one's open. And so it's nice and easy to click back. And actually, last night I started two druids, night elves, and was leveling them together. And it was actually pretty good because I was able to target a mob and cast wrath on one, click to the other, cast wrath, and then back and forth, and they just destroy mobs. So, but as far as the system requirement goes, like, you kind of gotta play it by ear. If you think you can handle two running at the same time, then by all means. But if you're laggy at all on one, then I wouldn't suggest trying it, because it'll just be very frustrating.
Yeah.
But it's pretty simple. You just get one tune on follow, and I generally go with a healer and somebody else. Doesn't matter, whatever I feel like, I guess. And yeah, you put them on follow. You just go around, you kill stuff, and then you switch out and heal whenever it's needed. So. Like the Warlock Chamois combo worked really well for that.
Cool. Yeah, just yeah, I'm one doing more quick a, tip on that.
Go ahead.
Sorry, fam. I was going to say one more quick tip on that is on the whole, if you don't think your computer can handle it, I tried it on my home computer. It can handle it no problem, but I tried it on my laptop the other day, and I couldn't do anything. I ended up having to manually restart my computer because it wouldn't go anywhere, wouldn't do anything. It just totally locked it. It was horrible.
Oops. Yeah, I just started the tryout doing the dual box, and actually running it on two different computers, my laptop and my desktop. And I decided on a paladin-mage combination, having the paladin kind of be tanking and healing, and the mage just blowing things up.
Nice. So,
it works out pretty well, actually. And I've been playing with some software to make it so I can more easily control the second box without having to, you know, have one hand on one keyboard and the other on the other, which I was doing for a while. I felt like one of those guys in the 80s playing the two keyboards, you know, nice. In the videos.
Just, like, nah, 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 nah. He just needed like the really like spiky mohawk hair, yeah, that's hair being held up by like the by like could a mountain flock of seagulls. Spray. You know, and the really
flock of seagull. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make a a guild for my second account, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna call it Flock of Seagulls.
Nice.
Wow.
And it starts with an F, so it's perfect.
Oh yeah, that's perfect. It goes. It stays in line with your naming convention.
Of course, of course.
That's awesome.
I freaked out my guild because I while we were on our way into, we were actually standing waiting to start SSC. I logged into my other account and G invited one of my little level one alts named Finkelstein. he's a human warlock. I called him Finkelstein.
Wow.
They're like, what?
That's great. Funny.
Anyway, so speaking of little level ones, so as you have announced just in the last minute or two, you're both avid alt-aholics, from what we can tell.
Oh, yeah.
And so first, what tune do you think of as your main, and which is your favorite alt? And which of you, one of you can go first, and also which of your classes have you enjoyed the most so far?
Okay, well, I consider my hunter my main. 70 Orc Hunter, Beastmaster, all the way. And, well, he's 4120, but I love the Beastmaster. And actually, on the Hunter that I just started, I was planning on going Survival, and as soon as I got that first talent point, I couldn't help but put it in the Beastmaster tree. So Grimshot is my main, and which is a change. He pretty much took over as soon as he hit 70, though, from my original main, which was Fickle, my mage. And as far as my primary alt, I would have to say that right now it's probably my Chamois, who just hit 60. He was the one I granted levels all the way up from 30 to 59, and I was doing some questing on him the other day. And as far as my favorite class, that's like picking a favorite kid or something. I don't know, because I'm liking all of them right now. Like I've been trying out the Paladin, and I've gotten up to about 35, and I'm finding that just a blast. But the Chamois right now seems to be the one I'm liking the most, although the Hunter will always be my first love.
How sweet. Silas?
All right. I'm kind of the same as Fickle, except totally opposite. I can definitely pick a favorite kid. The Hunter has been my... It was my first level 70 tune. My first level 60 tune. By the way, I hit 60 the day Burning Crusade came out, so it was like I got no regular in-game stuff from the original old-school WoW. It was like I hit 60 and then picked up Burning Crusade at midnight that night. Uh-huh. And the character I was playing we met was my rogue, and he ended up being my second character level 70. But then I got him to 70, I played him Battlegrounds for a while, got him some cool fist weapons, switched him from daggers, and then suddenly just decided, rogues kind of suck, I'm going to play something else. And I don't mean that in any negative way, because I know a lot of people love rogues. I still play him occasionally, but it was just like, I missed my hunter. And so yeah, I would definitely say hunter's by far my absolute favorite class, probably always will be, except I have never been able to bring myself to make a Night Elf Hunter. I think I have one of every other race Hunter. just something about the Night Elves. I don't know. If I'm going to play Alliance, it's probably going to be a Dwarf.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Yes, I agree.
I'm a fan of the beards, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'm a fan of the pigtails, but then I'm partial to the female Dwarf.
Well, of course.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, so... Fickle, did you play original WoW, or were you a BC baby?
I was a BC baby. My first tune ever created was an Orc Hunter, but this was the May after BC came out, so I never did see the original
WoW.
That's
gonna be cool. So then you guys are going to experience with Lich, when the Lich comes out, you guys are going to experience knowing what it was before Lich came out, and then you're going to have the new wave of people that are going to be the Lich babies. And then you guys are going to be old farts that nobody wants to talk to.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought everybody wanted to talk to the old farts, and no one wanted to talk to the newbies.
No, because they don't believe you when you tell them things, you know?
Well, yeah,
you had to walk uphill in the snow.
I actually had a conversation like that in Baron's chat actually yesterday, where we were running around, and everyone was like, man, I remember when we didn't get mounts till 40. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I remember when... We could only get to 60. I mean, you know, just it was funny. Yeah, exactly. Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we got into the whole uphill both ways and the snow stuff. But yeah.
I remember when there were no battlegrounds.
Wow. I remember that too.
Yeah.
I remember when there was no, what's it called?
Obviously not that memorable.
And Feralas is the instance named
Dire Maul.
There was no Dire Maul.
Oh, really? No, no, Dire Maul's always been around for me.
Nope, hasn't been there.
Oh, no, you know what?
Until after it started.
Yeah, yeah.
It was before BC, but after...
Yeah, but that was really early on, Finn, because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really early on. I remember before there was a Nax, before there was an AQ. Wow.
Nax and AQ were really late.
Yeah, well, they were late in original WoW. Yeah.
Yep.
I
started pretty close to the beginning.
Yeah. No, I started...
I had to tear myself away from Final Fantasy XI. Didn't take much to tear myself away from it, though.
So, Sai, you were talking about Galaxy. So you have... I know Fickle talked about that this is his first MMO, but... You have experienced other MMOs besides WoW.
Yes. Shortly after I graduated high school, way back in the day, got my first computer for college and was like, oh, I've heard about this EverQuest thing. I think I'm going to give that a try. I lasted about an hour, and then I never picked it back up and played it again. I couldn't handle it. I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't ready for the bigger, wider world of MMOs. That, and I thought it just looked clunky and stupid. Mm-hmm. And so... a couple years later, Galaxies came out, and before Galaxies even came out, this is how nerdy I was with Star Wars at the time. I still am nerdy with Star Wars, by the way. But I had a blog for, like, homepage website where me and a buddy, all we did was edit HTML and create our new Jedis we were going to have on that game and our new bounty hunters and all this stuff. And we were talking 3 or 4 months before the game came out. So, yeah, I was pretty stoked and ready to play that when it came out. And it was fun at first. I absolutely loved it. It was a blast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the new game enhancements came out and the game sucked.
Aw.
Although I played way back when story, you know, the 40 miles uphill both ways kind of story for Galaxies.
Yeah.
Was, well, I was a Jedi pre-patch 9, so that was their big I'm a nerd thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Has no context for me whatsoever.
Exactly. And there might be 3 listeners out there that actually know what I'm talking about. But if you weren't pre-9 Jedi, you weren't a Jedi in most people's book.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
Well, then yeah, the three listeners that understand that are now saluting you, saying yes.
I just made 3 listeners happy.
Yes, I understand. And I remember. I remember.
Yes.
Yes.
That was for you guys. All 3 of you.
So, in your blog, you were really excited over the cinematic for Wrath of the Lich King. What else are you really excited about in the upcoming expansion?
Not necessarily the upcoming expansion, but one of the things I'm really, really excited about is I have DirecTV, and there was no way I could have gone to BlizzCon anyway. So I'm going to watch BlizzCon on DirecTV and get my free bear mount.
Oh. Well, okay.
So that's pretty exciting for me. And Death Knight, that'll be cool, I guess. But I'm not going to try it for a month or two till after it comes out, just because it'll be Death Knight stupid.
I can answer your question there with one word.
Oh, Devil Sword. You know, for me, it's the... It's and I mispronounce it because I mispronounce everything. It's the...
Chimera.
Chimera. I call it Chimera. I've heard other people pronounce it Chimera. But the Chimera...
I'm with you on that, Bree.
Yeah.
That thing's going to rock.
That thing is awesome looking. I know I've talked about my unrequited love incident in Stone Talon Mountain. I feel like perturbed because I know everybody's going to think I'm just trendy when I get mine. And they don't understand that it's... because I absolutely am in love and I want it hardcore. And yeah, so now that BRK has one, I know there's going to be a bunch of hunters that want one. And I my message is to BRK, I love you, you're great. Just I wish you would stop posting how much that thing crits for because everybody's going to want one. And I wanted a secret.
Okay, I want to.
Don't worry, they'll probably make
answer.
It really loud or something, so that a lot of people like yell when you have one.
Oh, that's fine for me. Like, I'm a gun lover, so I can handle
or
the noise.
Something. Ah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, devil stories are pretty awesome. And actually, I was reading on BRK that they were talking about that people are moving away from the devil sword novelty, so you may not see as many of them. My issue is that I like my pets being, like, sort of rare. Like, I like being able to not see them every time I turn around.
Yeah, I can understand that. From my perspective, the rarity comes in when you give it a unique name. But I have a love-hate relationship with those devil sores because they always seem to get me, man. Every time I was in Angoro, they would always find me. So I'm going to tame one and make him my pet.
I knew what you wanted to say there. He's restraining himself because this is a family show.
Yes.
Yeah, let's keep it G-rated. But inside, G-rated, we could feel. We felt that. I felt that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I tame one, it would be for the same reasons. Every time I went into Ungirl, I felt like one of these poor Japanese in the Godzilla movie that you would turn the corner.
And that's
this,
awesome.
And this thing would be ready to stomp you with his claw and his foot, and it was like out of nowhere. Yeah. So
I came back with Fimless when I hit 70 and wiped out every last devil sword in Angoro.
You know what?
Just ran around killing them all. Every little one, big one, it didn't matter. I killed every single little big reptile in there.
Nice.
I actually I had leveled as a skinner miner, and then when I hit 70, I dropped mining and picked up leatherworking, so I had to go back and skin everything to get leather to level it. And when I hit the level required for Angoro, I spent so much time there just going from one end to the other, wiping everything out. And I actually have some devil sword leather that I just sold in the auction house through there tonight. So
Sai, what spec is your hunter? I just realized that all of us have hunters, right?
Yeah, I'm a full-on Beastmaster, the 4120, with very little variation from the most popular spec of the moment. Beastmaster all the way. I love it when I have two main pets I play. I have one of the white lions that, I'm going to mispronounce this one, Ichikari or whatever his name is, Ichiiki, and then I have one of those level 70 Skedis birds. And I love him because he's so annoying, and the whole screech just gets on everybody's nerves. But I love watching the big red animals just destroy things. It's awesome.
Yes, yes, I agree. I agree. I was actually talking to my my friend in the guild who's a hardcore marksman, you know, and we were talking about the expansion and all that. I was talking about how people in BA chat were insulting the Chimera, calling it a lizard chicken thingy, and how I was incensed by that because I think they're gorgeous. So he's like, yeah, but it is a lizard thingy, and I'm like, shut up, you know, that's why you're a Marx and I'm Beast, because you don't appreciate the beauty of the pet. And he's like, no, no, it's just I don't want to be reliant on my pet. And I go, that's why Marx is a perfect spec for you and for me. You know, there's just some specs that fit people. There you go.
And one thing, I would like to go back on my answer on what I'm really looking for in Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah.
And that is definitely the spreading out of abilities for pets.
Yeah.
Like, cool. I'm really, really ready to get a hyena, I think, as my PvP pet, because it'll have that new slowing effect. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the new pets.
That's cool. Yeah. I've never even looked at the hyena, so I don't even know what they have. Sorry.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a warrior's
tent. I was,
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But I was looking at all of them, the new pets and their abilities on Petopia the other day, and some of them have some really nice abilities. And the fact that we're getting a couple extra stable slots, hopefully, will allow us to have different pets for stuff like that.
Yeah, if we can, that would be.
To that too.
If we can get it, it would be awesome.
So I think the three of us have decided that we're really looking forward to Hunter Love. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, and the gifts came out in this beta build, so I looked at them over. They're okay, but we'll see, I guess, when it gets closer for release, what gets put through. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I told my friend today, I was like, you know, as soon as I install the game, I'm going to Stone Talon Mountains and taming my chimera before anything else. That's my plan. I have it mapped out. I'm going to do that and then go to Northrend. So.
Nice.
And the good thing about that, too, is that the pet immediately becomes 5 levels below you rather than having to level it up from whatever crappy little level.
That is going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to go tame a bear.
That is going to be pretty sweet. I think I may be saying goodbye. I think I may be saying goodbye to the cat that I have right now in favor of going to Dunmorrow to get one of those beautiful white spots.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Leopards. The snow leopards.
Yeah.
I think I might pick up a bear. I think, do they have a polar bear or something? I don't remember.
They have bears in Northrend.
There's going to be one in Northrend,
A white bear.
They got bears in Northrend.
I want a white bear.
You can also, now, the way things are set, you can go back to Dunmorrow and get a white bear there. Then it goes to 65, and then you only have to level 5 levels with it. But what I was going to ask, Fickle, with your hunter's your main now, but are you still playing your mage?
Yes and no. He does his dailies a lot.
Yeah, he's my slave. He makes money for me, and that's about it. He goes back in the stable.
Pretty much. The thing I use them the most for is to port my other characters around, because when I got my second account, I moved most of my characters over to that other account, so that for that reason he's an enchanter as well, so he can enchant all their gear, and so that's pretty much what I use them for. I do PvP with them every now and again, but it's been a while. I think it was before my last vacation there that I played them.
I wonder.
Pretty much all of our friends use Fickle as a slave.
Use what?
He's the port boy.
Oh, he's the port
boy. We use Fickle as a slave. Yeah, he's the port boy.
So I find it ironic then that your handle on the blog is Fickle, and the port boy has been relegated to a servant and a drudgery job in your life. So I wonder, like, if when you log out, do they have counselors like in Iron? No, you're not in Iron Forge. You're not Alliance. Nice. I forgot. You're Orgrimmar or whatever. So like, does he go for therapy and talk about the distance between you and him and how he doesn't feel loved anymore and that you do all these, he does all these things for you, but you don't appreciate it?
Probably. I mean, I don't know what goes on in the game when I log off, but For the most part, like, the reason I use that handle is because, like, Silas and all my other friends that I play with in-game came to know me by that character, and so that's pretty much the name I go by in-game, even when I'm on all my other alts. And because I have so many, it would be really confusing for everybody if they tried to call me by the character of the moment. So it's just kind of become my handle, and that's why I still use it. But as far as the mage goes, it's the reason I stopped playing them seriously, I think, is because I got frustrated a lot with how squishy they are, and despite the fact that they do make things go boom, it was a little bit too much for me, and I liked the more of the survivability of the hunter actually. So
yeah, and I actually picture Silas and Fickle when we log off hanging out, because they're both sad because they never get any real playtime.
And if Belle Dandy was on your server, she'd probably, you know, cross over factions and give Fickle a call, because she's in the same boat. So,
but at least you don't go by.
I used to go by Belle Dandy. I used to go by Belle. That used to be my handle in the game. Okay. And for a long time. And then in BC, a lot of my friends left the game, and I started up with new people. And I was playing my hunter at the time, and then I became Bree. And I made everybody call me Bree, because that was the tune that I liked, and that became my main and my favorite class. So I'm known as Bree now, regardless of who I'm on, so... that's it. That's the way it goes. Okay, quick little question now. I guess since you don't play your mage anymore, I'm not going to ask you if you're going to get the penguin glyph, because it doesn't matter.
Well, I still am planning on leveling him to 80 eventually. He won't be the first, but and I do kind of have an answer to that, and it's going to be no, because I don't want him to be the mage with the penguin sheep number 1,870.
But they're cute. They're going to be cute.
It would, but I already have a cute little pig, so
like that's the what turtle, I use right now. You can get the whole ensemble.
Well, I never got the turtle one, which is in ZG, I think, but or ZG if you're from Canada.
So, I think this is our last question we have for you. Time has flown. So for both of you, not that any of these other questions weren't really for both of you, what is the most unexpected or unusual item sitting in your bank at the moment? One of your banks.
Wow. Go ahead, Tom. Yeah, this was actually very, very tricky because, like Fickle said, we both kind of did a search where we kind of looked through all of our alts and just... I couldn't narrow it down, but I did narrow it down to a few things. So I have a very small list. I'm sure Fickle's will be longer. on my hunter, my main Abaddon, I have, it's a, totally a druid piece, but I just absolutely love the way it looks. It comes out of one of the Tempest Keep. I think it's Botanica, but it's the Mantle of Autumn. I love it because I put it on and run around like Big Bird. They're big, bright, yellow, feathery looking shoulders with like spikes coming off of it. I think they're tree branches, but I love the way they look. On my paladin, I have the Tabard of the Frost. I was really big into the trading card game for a while. I played it maybe twice, but I collected as many cards as I could get. Not gonna lie, I wanted loot. But I ended up getting enough points to get a Tabard of the Frost, and I also got the Goblin Gumbo and the Fishing Chair, which are all sitting on my rogue that doesn't do anything.
Okay. Fickle.
Well,
yeah, I wasted. If I could move those, they'd so be on Abaddon.
My weirdest item in my bank right now has to be a ransom note and a follow-up ransom note that I got while I was away on vacation. Silas happened to post a nice little entry on our blog saying, "Everybody go harass Fickle's alt."
This is his name. I remember that. I do.
Yes. I'm so glad you picked these as your favorite items, dude.
So what it is and actually there was only about four or five people that did it send me mail, but Pugnacious Priest, thank you, and I can't remember who
they're
else
all gonna
but,
hate
anyway the ransom note, I know, but I do appreciate the mail you guys sent me, thank you. The Pugnacious Priest was the first one, that's why I can remember, because I was totally dumbfounded why I had mail from her, and then I realized after I read the blog. But the ransom note is from a character named Gnome Snatcha. I believe it's a troll. And he apparently has my gnome pet that I didn't realize I had. And he's trying not to eat it because it's very tasty. And so he told me if I wanted it back, I had to contact him. And since I never really toilet trained it, I just didn't
answer. The poor gnome is dead.
Nice.
The gnomes are the butt of yet another joke.
They're a joke in Alliance, too, so don't worry.
So I actually never figured out who sent this to me. And so whoever it was out there, it was well played. And I've been meaning to put it up on the blog, so you guys will see a screenshot of the ransom notes. And he also sent some mats for like low-level cooking recipes and as parts of the gnome that he ripped off.
Oh, yes, well you done. Have to you post that. That's hilarious.
So, I also want to put out a call. If you did this and are being truthful and can have proof that you did it, we'll write about you on the blog. We'll put your picture on the blog. Just tell us what you want because I think it's hilarious.
That is so funny.
Yeah, we'll get a screenshot of you standing next to Grimshot there, and we'll have to go find like a little lowly gnome to take a picture.
I will start a gnome and be Grim's pet. Yes. In fact, that's what I'll name him, Grim's pet.
Grim's pet, that's hilarious. Oh, well, I guess it come to the end. Wow.
Yeah, I guess
that
so.
Went really fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
It did, that flew by. Because
we were having a good
time.
Are
all your interviews this short? What? It just seems short because it flew so fast.
42 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And before we go, actually, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to give a little shout out there. My brother started playing the game a few months ago after about a year of hounding him to telling him that he would like it and him saying, yeah, right. And finally he started. He just hit 60 last week, and it was his birthday yesterday. So I just wanted to wish him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Fickle's brother.
Congrats on the double ding.
So if you're on Cenarion Circle, give a shout out to Kazadune, Khazadune, and just wish him a happy birthday.
Congrats on your double ding. All right. Well, we've come to the end. And we're saying goodbye. All right.
Thanks for having us, guys.
But thank you guys for coming on. It was awesome.
It has been a blast.
Well, thanks for having us. And it was good times. And hopefully you guys can have us back eventually. Yes, yeah, we'd love to come back.
And just know, if you ever want to try out some Horde alts and have some cool people to play with, Cenarion Circle, just look for Abaddon.
Okay.
Man, dog, you know, it's like I'm feeling you, but I'm not feeling it, you know. Retreat!
This is Anna of TooManyAnnas.com, and you've been listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
The champion! And the
wait. Tell them what they can win, Bob.
Tell them what's behind door number one.
Come on down.
The goat. You went to goat.
You're the next contestant on Blame the Canadian.
No whammies.
And that sounds perverted, but
that sounded horrible.
Just sounds like something you order at a Chinese food restaurant.
Oh, I don't like the double ding, the large old Coke.
Is this where you get hate mail? I'm just curious. Any mail is good mail, right? You were being very, very polite. I was quite impressed.
60. Well, we had one. This is one for the Horde. But when we hit that stop button, gloves are off. The kid gloves are off.
You know, Taurans are born hunters. You ever see a Tauran catch a salmon out of a stream? It really is quite exciting. And have you ever seen a Tauran stalk a python? Of course you haven't. That's because Taurans are so adept at blending in with their surroundings.